The whole country, the whole nation is feeling your sense of sadness at the moment, Ola.
Oh, and we feel the whole country behind us. We really do. We've gotten so many messages of kindness and generosity and prayers. It is what's keeping us going at the moment. I mean, the last few weeks have been torturous, no doubt. And I suppose we're
Just losing you there, Ola.
further
Sorry.
afield. We
Sorry,
need
would you?
help from fishing boats and trawlers. We need their knowledge.
Okay, we're just losing your signal there, Ola. It's coming and going. Can you hear us? Can you hear us, Ola? No, we've lost the signal on that. So her mobile phone, we may have to just try and get her to go to a different area because it's too important a story, and we want to get the clear story here from Ola Smith, sister of Kieran Smith. Now, as we know, Kieran was a winchman on the R116 helicopter that, of course, crashed. Now, Ola is appealing for assistance so the two men who have yet to be found can be returned to their families 3 weeks after their Coast Guard helicopter crashed off the Mayo coast. And now, it had been hoped that the bodies of the two winchmen would be recovered when the helicopter wreckage was raised on Sunday. I mean, there were high expectations that once they were able to raise the wreckage, they would find the remains of the two missing men. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. Now, the bodies of pilots Dara Fitzpatrick and Mark Duffy have already been recovered, and their funerals have taken place. So we're going to see if we can get Ola on a better line, and then we'll get to speak to her. Let's just try this one. Ola, good morning again.
Sorry, Sean, and we got cut off there.
Yes, you were just telling us about, obviously, how difficult it's been and how you feel that the nation's support, but just carry on.
I guess, Sean, you know, we still have a bit of hope that we're going to find Kieran and Paul. And we feel that the fishing community from Achill Island up to Arranmore may be able to help us in this search. The last few weeks have been so tough. We're doing our best to cope. The search efforts so far have been absolutely outstanding, and those people and everyone who has supported those people will never know how grateful and thankful we are to them. The support has been absolutely outstanding. But now we're at a point where we need Paul and Kieran home. We need to get them. And if those fishing communities, those fishing boats and trawlers can offer us help in any way, we would be so grateful.
Now, how high were your expectations, Ola, whenever they recovered eventually the helicopter? Because there was a lot of problems in discovering its whereabouts. And then when it was eventually found, I suppose your hopes have been raised and dashed a few times now.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess from the moment that we got the phone call to say that the helicopter had gone down to last Sunday when we found out that the two lads weren't with the wreckage, it's been a roller coaster. There's no doubt about it. And I think it's also important to remember that there have been many successes in all of this so far that should not go unrecognised. The men and women who are involved in the investigation and involved with the rescue efforts have been outstanding. They found the black box, they found the wreckage, they found Mark Duffy, and they found Dara Fitzpatrick. Those are all amazing successes, and they're not to go unrecognised. I guess we're in the position now where we just need our people home. We need Paul and Kieran home so that we can continue on in our grief process. We were hopeful. I'm not going to lie. We were hopeful that they were with the wreckage. Everyone was hopeful that they were with the wreckage. There is always going to be a small part of you that thinks that maybe they won't be. And there was a tiny part of it that was expecting it. But it did dash our hopes completely. But then yesterday we were approached by a number of people from the fishing community around Blacksod and around Belmullet. And they feel that they have something to offer us. And I believe that they do. And I think that we're at the stage now where we need to throw the book at this. We need one last effort now, one last push to see, will the sea give Paul and Kieran up to us so that we can bring them home?
And I mean, Orla, you said like from the outset, it's been a roller coaster for you emotionally as a family. Clearly, it would be, but it's totally unexpected. I mean, the work is clearly it has its risks. I mean, when you're in the business of life saving, there are going to be risks. But I'm sure you never really anticipated ever getting a call like this, Orla.
No, I think no one does. No one expects that any tragedy is ever going to land on their doorstep, and you hope and pray that it never will. Kieran loved his job. He was meant for it. He was so good at it. And I suppose there was always a small thought in the back of our mind that something like this could happen. We obviously hoped and prayed that it never would, but there was always a small thought at the back of our minds that it could happen. And now that it's landed here, we just have to face it. We have to face up to it. We have to learn to move on with things and to remember him as best we can and to keep his spirit alive as best we can. And we're doing our best to do that.